Groups representing manufacturers of everything from chocolate and breakfast cereal to medicines and cement will sit down with the Industry Minister Karen Andrews in Sydney today. They'll be thrashing out how to deal with the impacts to their supply chains of the widening COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak, with the numbers of confirmed cases now rising above 100 in Australia. One of the enduring images of this crisis has been those of panicked shoppers fighting over toilet paper. But the virus has disrupted supply and demand for a whole lot of products. Dr. Geoffrey Annison is the Acting Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council, which represents makers of common household groceries and a whole range of things too. He'll be part of this meeting today. Geoffrey Annison, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Can I just ask you first, your members include the toilet paper manufacturers. Have they now stepped up production to refill supermarket shelves? Is the great toilet paper shortage over?
Well, I think it probably is, Fran. They've certainly stepped up production, and of course the retailers are also working to move that product rapidly into the shelves of the supermarkets.
Because it still seems to be a problem in my supermarket. I was looking at the shelves just a day or two ago and they were still empty. I was speaking with a taxi driver yesterday. He can't get any for his family of six. So there still seems to be a supply problem. Are you saying that the block is not with the actual manufacturer of the toilet paper? Because it is manufactured here, a lot of it, isn't it?
Well, that's certainly right. But it does take a little bit of time to replenish the shelves. But actually, I was speaking to my sister last night and she told me that in the Oaks in Camden, there was still plenty of toilet paper on the shelves. So I guess it varies from place to place around the country.
I won't make you accountable for every product, but what about hand sanitizers and tissues?
Well, that's the same. There's been an uplift in demand for that, of course.
Do we produce those here too?
There is some production here, but some is also imported. But you have to remember that there's also stocks in the supply chain, and so it's not only increasing production but speeding the flow of products down the supply chain as well.
If the products are in the supply chain already, and if we do have the capacity to manufacture, and we do know some companies are running their factories 24/7 at the moment, did the manufacturers anticipate in any way this outcome, this level of panic buying, and if not, you know, should we have?
Well, I don't think they anticipated quite the uplift there was in things like toilet paper, because obviously if they had anticipated it, then we wouldn't have had the empty shelves. I think one of the things that's defined this a little bit is we now have social media. So the speed at which the panic buying went around the community was much faster than we've perhaps seen on other occasions a few years ago.
Just in terms of the factories, though, are our factories running through the night?
They're certainly running as fast as they can to replenish the products where there's been high demand. Yes, that's certainly the case.
And these days we tend to think much of our product is made in China, but what proportion of the products on our supermarket shelves are made in Australia with Australian ingredients and Australian packaging so that we could be self-contained?
Well, I don't think I have an exact number on that, but I think generally in terms of over the cross, all of the foods and all of the products that are on the shelf, which are non-food grocery products, I would estimate that for food, it's probably about 80 to 90% of the contents of the products are from Australia. With the non-food products, some of them it would be less than that, obviously, and for those that are imported, there'd be almost all imported ingredients, almost by definition. But it's very hard to give a definitive answer. But we are pretty self-sufficient in terms of most food and grocery products, with a few exceptions. For example, some of the specialist additives and processing aid ingredients.
Right.
But generally, I don't think there's any concern that we'll run out of food or most of the grocery products we have on our shelves.
What about choice then? Because I noticed the industry minister has said we shouldn't face too many shortages, as you're saying, but we might see fewer choices of common goods as a result of this. You know, you might go to the bread shelf and there's only a white bread and a wholemeal bread. There's not everything else in besides. Is that something that you are preparing shoppers for?
Well, certainly that is a possibility, but of course it will change a little bit through time. So you might notice that a particular brand is not on the shelf one week, but another brand is. But the following week, it might be the other way around, as one company replenishes its stocks and the other company, the stocks have run through the supply chain and it hasn't kept up quite with demand.
So, to the meeting, today with the industry minister, Karen Andrews, you're going to be part of that meeting. What's the key message from your council, from your members? What government response do you want?
Well, I think the key message is that there are going to be some disruptions to the supply chain, but they should be relatively minor, particularly if we can work in a coordinated way. The companies are doing a number of things in order to meet supply, and of course the supermarkets start by ordering the supplies they need to replenish their shelves. The companies can draw on stocks that are already in the supply chain, and that has been happening as they move them down the supply chain. They also ramp up production, as we've discussed. You might also see a decrease in price promotion of some products, because price promotions, of course, to encourage more demand from consumers. So you might see less. So it's a way of, by these particular methods and a combination of them, the supply can be kept up to the supermarket and meet the demand for most products. But as we've discussed, the occasional brand might not be on the shelf, but other ones will be there to take their place.
Less price promotions, I suppose that's fair enough. You don't want to stimulate demand at a time like this, as you say. But what about putting up the price of products because there is a demand issue? I spoke to somebody else who said that the one item that they were looking at was increased by $3 or $4, and they asked why, and they said, well, because there's a shortage and we can get it. Is there gouging going on, and what's your advice to members?
Look, there might be the odd case of that, but you have to remember, first and foremost, it's the supermarkets who set the price of all the products which are on the shelf. But generally, you know, we had this discussion, exactly the same discussion when the bushfire emergency was on. And generally, there was a great deal of collaboration along the supply chain to make sure that supplies obviously reached the supermarket shelves for consumers, and there wasn't overt price gouging as you've described.
All right. With the rate of infections now falling in China, some Australian businesses are saying they're seeing some improvement in supply because factories in China, some of them are reopening. Are your members reporting that? Is there some good news out of China yet?
I think there is more confidence that supplies will start to flow from Chinese production centres. Yes, that's certainly the case, but it varies again from product to product, company to company, and so on.
And just finally, I'm just interested to ask you this. I know you're based in Canberra. You're dialing into the meeting today with the minister. Have you decided not to travel in person because of the COVID-19 outbreak?
No, I was in. In fact, I was in Sydney yesterday, but okay. I had to come back to Canberra. So, and I have meetings here in Canberra all day. So, they have provided facilities, obviously, to dial in, and that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Geoffrey, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much, Fran. It's a pleasure.
Geoffrey Annison is the Acting Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council, one of the groups sitting around the table with the Industry Minister, Karen Andrews, today in Sydney. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:22.